And so if you will place your body in a comfortable position, sitting upright with your back away from the chair, or perhaps simply comfortable where you can maintain focus. And listen for the sound of the stream in the background as you let your body take in a long, deep breath till your lungs are full. And simply allow that air to flow out again. And as you're ready for another breath, let it be a long, deep breath. And this time, imagine the air flowing out through your body. As if with each breath, you could feel air flowing through your entire core of your body. And with each exhale, you could feel it flowing outward from every direction, through your body, and through your energetic essence, allowing your body to relax and expand. And with your innermost focus, focus now inward, noticing the change of direction with each breath. As inhale changes direction to become exhale, as exhale changes direction to become inhale, allowing yourself to move to the rhythm of your own breath and energy expansion. Bring your attention to that innermost sense, that small inner voice that reminds you that you are more than your perceptions, that reminds you that you are more than the chatter of your repeating thoughts. That reminds you that you can choose your thoughts and your own mind's focus, and choose now to focus into the brightest moment you have experienced recently. Allow your mind to draw your attention to a moment of synchronicity, or laughter, or joy, or childlike or even children playing. And let your body, movement by movement, breath by breath, cell by cell, conscious thought released by conscious thought released by conscious thought released, let your body move back into that state of joy or playfulness or laughter or light, synchronicity, a sense of flow. Allow yourself to even find a recent experience of, oh, I should have listened, or, oh, I'm glad I listened, or, Oh, that's what that was telling me. Even find those recent experiences of your mind becoming, even briefly, aware of the voice of your essence, your soul, your connection to the all, to the universe, to the oneness that is. And breathe and open. Imagine yourself suspended, yourself as a bridging point between an upward flow from the core of Earth to Source and a directed, connected flow existing because you exist from Source through you to the Earth's core. Feel the lightness of being suspended in this way, uplifted by your experience of Earth and by the Earth's experience of your presence. Grounded and centered by the flow of the universe through you to create heaven into Earth, and expanded by the creation of light through you. This is the meaning and the means of your existence. An ongoing practice of forgiveness. Forgiveness of others. Forgiveness of events that did not flow as you would have envisioned or wished them to. An ongoing experience of forgiveness, the forgiveness and release of your disappointment experiences. The forgiveness and release of your traumas and pain-filled surprises, your griefs and inner transformation. For each of those experiences has been an inner transformation, an offer of the possibilities of a deeper and deeper awareness of how you experience yourself, your emotions, and your life. An inner transformational experience, gaining you a depth of awareness and an opportunity to let your mind release. Each of these experiences create recordings that your mind might replay and replay, replaying the emotions with them. And each of these experiences is an opportunity for you to train your mind to release, to come back to peace, to come back to your own centered state. And your own inner peace becomes your practice. When you notice disturbance from current events, release now back to that experience of being suspended in an upflow of Earth and grounded and centered in a connected flow from Source. And return to your awareness of a greater and more profoundly filled understanding, perspective, in which all of the smaller elements fit as part of a much greater unfolding. Allow yourself to notice your breath flowing in and expanding out through you. And again, recall a moment of joy or light or laughter or synchronicity. Recall a moment and let that memory fill your awareness and your body. Allow your body to relax and at the same time elevate into this awareness, this experience, this state of being. Feel it as if it starts at a very deep root of you and expands upward and outward, expanding the light in you until you can allow it to shine in your eyes as if others could and would perceive you as a light-filled, joy-filled being. Let yourself recall a moment in nature, a moment in company, a moment in solitude, and let your light expand. And as you do so, imagine that light expanding not only around your physical form, but also around your place in time and space. And imagine you're allowing that light to expand in such a way that it expands into the time ahead of you, and at the same time expands into the time in your past. And with each additional expansion, as if it's expanding in bursts, and with each additional expansion, allow it to trigger and release all the portions of your life force that have stayed behind in an attempt to understand a surprise, a disappointment, a shock, a grief, releasing each portion and allowing you to be your history, yet fully alive. With each breath and each expansion, the expansion bursts move across more time, forward, future, back, history. And with your breath, you'll even be taking that expansion beyond the birth of this lifetime, perhaps to the non-time between, perhaps to an experience of other life memory. And with each breath, allow that expansion to set your life force free, recognizing yourself, allowing yourself to be seen as a joy-filled, light-filled person. Your mind may wish to argue that you have had sadness and trauma and distress in your past. How could you be a joy-filled person? And yet, you still are. Your mind may wish to argue you have had distress in your pasts. How could you still be a light-filled person? And yet, you know your light. Your mind may even want to argue that you have pre-prediction of dire future. How could you still be a light-filled person? And yet, light is everything you are. Your light fills your body until it does no longer. Your light is your essence, and there is no beginning or end to that light. You are indeed a light-filled person. And there is no benefit to the universe or your acquaintances to attempt to portray yourself as less than light because of, or in respect for, or to communicate about, or to gain sympathy over, or to reach understanding of. Your history, those acquaintances, even those loved ones, wish to interact with your knowledge and your awareness and your light, not your numbness or your dulledness or your grief. This is not to dishonor grief or disappointment. This is to recognize both and all pain, sorrow, grief, sadness, disappointment, conflict, the disillusionment between what we had intended and what we experienced. We acknowledge all of this. Acknowledge it, integrate it, understand it as a portion of what has given you the wisdom you have and the approach to living that you have, and then live that approach. Don't have an approach to not living. Being dead while you're alive is indeed a waste of time. Aliveness beyond death is never ending. Time, on the other hand, can be a preciously used commodity when filled with light. Research a bit. Many of the people who've changed the world have done so out of wisdom, some of which was gleaned by hardship or difficulty or loss or grief or trauma or abuse. They found their depth and their light, and they are remembered with a sense of hero. Many people who simply squandered their depth in bitterness and loss and dimming their light to somehow communicate to the world as if the world would understand itself to be wrong, as if this would communicate to the universe that the universe had been wrong and is unforgiven by this person, rarely are remembered with a sense of hero or joy or transformation. They're simply grieved over, and sometimes grieved over before they've even finished their life's passage. Recall to you now an experience of joy or laughter or synchronicity, and bring that to your body, allowing each breath to expand forward to your history and backward to your future. side to side to your now and forever. And allowing yourself to fill with that sense of joy, or laughter, or delight, or playfulness, or aliveness. And let that well up from inside of you to remember your light and the depth of your light. And let that well up from inside of you to remember, to shine, and to come all the way forward so that anyone seeing your eyes would see your light. And in honor of the stream that flows within our hearing, each time that you encounter water, to wash your hands, to drink, to make your beverage. Each time that you encounter water, let yourself pretend that's a brief moment of reverence for the water that sustains us all, that is such a large percentage of our bodily experience. And let your eyes shine with a light of joy and the light of your essence within you. And with that thought, and with that promise to yourself, picture the next place you anticipate you'll encounter water, a shower to wash your hands, to drink. And imagine you responding immediately with almost a childlike delight, lighting up your eyes for all. And with that, give your body a big breath. And just gently stretch, relaxing into and coming forward into that sense of joy, of laughter, of delight, of synchronicity. And with another big breath, just let it bring your eyes back open, returning you to your conscious awareness of yourself as a being of light, experiencing your day. Mm-hmm.